the question often comes up, well, what about little children and people that are born and da 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 da. Okay. The reason why you are here and not the baby is because you're the one that's supposed to hear it. The reason why we're here and not our relatives and our friends and our mates and our partners and our bosses is because we're the ones that's supposed to hear it. Now, what am I supposed to hear if I really want a healing in a situation that's been bothering me? First thing I need to understand is I'm not a victim of it, and it is first being caused by my mind, and it is not being caused by somebody else doing something to me. The person that's doing something to me wouldn't be showing up if it wasn't for my mind, my consciousness, my beliefs, my thoughts, my programmings, my subconscious desires. That's what's drawing the people that drive me crazy. It is also what's drawing the people that I love and appreciate and I'm so thankful for, like you. It's coming from my own consciousness and my own desire for love and my own expression of love. That's what draws you, that's what draws me to you. So we're here as witnesses to the part of our own mind that wants peace and that can create peace and oneness for us. That's what this is witnessing to. The other situations in your life that drive you crazy are reflections of your other thoughts that you have that are not so cool. Write it with me, though you don't have to believe me. But did you get what I said, even though you don't have to believe it?
Yeah.
Okay. It says the resistance to recognizing this is what? Enormous. The resistance to accepting what I just said is enormous. The resistance is as strong as your desire to be a victim. Your resistance is as strong as your desire to be a victim. Your resistance is as strong as your desire to be a victim. Your resistance is as strong as your desire to continue to experience the thing that you say you want to let go of. Okay? Because you are entitled to miracles. You are entitled to states of abundance. You are entitled to love. You are entitled to happiness. This isn't meant to be a struggle for us. It was meant to be a vacation and it went awry. Supposed to have been fun. But somewhere along the line, we started believing the company line. But some of us never did. Some of us won't. Some of us refuse. And we're looked at as the crazy people and the rebels.
Yeah, we are.
You know, and I'm proud.
Whoop.
I'm proud. I'm glad. I'm glad that I think.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I think.
Uh-huh.
See, I think. I don't just accept what I hear, no more than I'm just asking you to accept what I'm saying. Think. If you have an infinitely powerful creator, then you are an infinitely powerful creation. And if you're an infinitely powerful creation, then you have the power to create. And if you have the power to create, you have the power to change anything in your experience that is causing you pain. Anything. Anything. Everybody does not die of cancer. Everybody that's diagnosed with leukemia do not die. Everybody that's diagnosed with incurable diseases do not die. Everybody that has a stroke does not stay unhealed. There are always exceptions to anything that we're told about what can be done. Who are we to limit what God can do? Just because you can't do it. So if I can't conceive of how it can happen, then I think it couldn't be possible, and therefore I cut myself off to all the healing that the universe wants to give me because of my own arrogance. If I can't think of it, it can't be healed. If I can't figure out how it could be true, it can't be true. If I've never met an honest, loving person, then there are no honest, loving people out there. Why? Because I haven't met one. Well, all that means, if you can't trust anybody, it just means you are untrustworthy. You're the one with the trust issue because you're the one that doesn't trust. So you draw somebody else with a trust issue who also doesn't trust. And y'all get a chance to experience suspicion together. Or you trust, and you trust others, and they trust you, and you experience a love and a security beyond anything that the average person knows anything about. They'll even tell you it doesn't exist because they haven't changed their mind, therefore the physical situation hasn't changed, and then they're paying attention to their perception, but your perception is a lovely liar. Your eyes and your senses only witness to that which you believe. They just show you what you believe. They don't show you the truth. It just shows you what you believe. That's all you see, is what you believe. It's not necessarily all there is to see. Just because you've never seen an honest man doesn't mean there's none out there. Because you've never seen a woman you can trust doesn't mean that there's not any out there. Because you haven't had a beautiful gift given to you of a prosperity and abundance, that doesn't mean that the gift can't be given. That's just you judging what's possible by your own past experience, which is delusional. Because the past means gone, which means that ain't happening no more. You're the only one carrying it around in your mind, so you're recreating it and experiencing it over and over again because you're thinking about it all the time. You're taking this powerful present moment that you could use to decide to have peace and love, and you're using it to remember past hurts and injustices that you think you have to defend against, so you project them through the power of your mind out into your experience and go through it all over again, then convince yourself that's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the way it works with people who can't get rid of their patterns. So the course then turns around and says, okay, what do I do to heal myself? Well, it says, this is what you do. The first thing you do is you say, what I'm going through right now is a decision of my mind, and that is the basis for healing. When you say, this is a decision of my mind, then I'm going through this because it's a decision of my mind. I'm experiencing this because it is a decision of my mind. That is the basis of healing. If you decide against the healing, what does that mean? If you decide that you are still the victim and you only see things in terms of what you think people have done to you, then that's the same as deciding against recovery, and then you won't be healed. Then no matter what happens, no matter what help you get, no matter what you read, no matter what workshop you go through, you'll be experiencing the same thing you've already experienced because you have decided not to be healed. So one person gets the medicine and they have miraculous healing. Another person gets the medicine and they keep the illness. They both had the same medicine. Why was one of them healed and one of them was not healed? One decided against recovery and one didn't. Some people are going to decide against recovery. How can you tell if you're one of those people? You're going to be angry at the idea that I've shared, that you're a powerful being, that you created your reality, and you're not a victim, and you're going to feel justified by saying, well, they did do this to me, they did do that to me, they did do this to me, they did do that to me. Okay, you've decided against recovery. You're not guilty, you're not bad, you just didn't decide to be healed. And that's okay, because you will. And that's the beauty of it. You will. Each and every one of us will choose for our beauty, abundance, prosperity, and love. Sooner or later, you're going to do it. But why wait?
Exactly.
Why wait? It takes a lot of spiritual power to claim a truth that you don't understand. It takes a lot of spiritual power to say, I don't know how I did it, but I created that. I don't know how I did it, but I'm the one that's deciding how I feel about this. I don't know how I did it, but I drew this to me. I don't know how I did it, but I manifested this. I don't know how I did it, but I keep drawing those same kind of relationships. I don't know how I did it. See, I don't know how I did it, that still does not preclude me from stating the truth that will be the basis of the healing so that my pattern can be broken and I can watch my reality change. You don't have to understand the truth to benefit from it.
Thank God.
You don't have to understand how electricity works to turn a light on. You just have to know how to turn it on. You don't have to understand the laws of the universe to let them work in your life to change everything that brings you pain. It's simple, not complicated. So then it goes on to say, all right, I've decided to be healed. It says, then special agents seem to be ministered to you. Okay, what is the special agent? It is, I have a headache. This headache is being caused by my mind. It's a decision of my mind that I'm using my body for. So, as a symbol of my willingness to be healed, I'm taking an aleve. I'm taking a Bayer aspirin. I'm going to now go breathe for a while. I'm going to visualize myself having a... You see what I'm saying? Whatever you decide to do to bring tangible results, that's just the special agent that you're using to show